listen about hot weather, too. So Animal World continues. We're here until noon. Krista Gibson is in the house. She is the publisher of the New Spirit Journal, and she's teaching us 22 steps to success. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha with Animal World's tips for summer, which realistically are probably better labeled summer warnings and precautions. Now, you can't really argue with the fact that summer is a great time of year. With the warm weather and longer days, we spend a lot more time outdoors, and for many of us, much of that time is spent in the garden. Well, if you love your garden and there are animals in your family, there are a few things to be aware of. Most of us know that fertilizers, weed killers, pesticides, and insecticides can be very toxic for our dogs and cats. Fortunately, these days, there are many safe, non-toxic alternatives that are actually better for our environment as well as our animal friends. I hope you'll take the time to find and use them. Hopefully, you also know that traditional slug baits, especially the powdered stuff, is not only highly toxic and will kill dogs and cats, it is also very attractive to them. Slug bait tastes like candy to our dog and cat friends, and most will work hard to get to it. So please be very careful about using and storing it, or better yet, don't even buy that stuff. Now, something you may not know, and I say that because I didn't know until recently, there is a cocoa mulch being sold in our area at familiar stores that is very toxic to animals. It contains theobromine, the same chemical found in chocolate that is poison to dogs and cats. Now, maybe you know about all these things already and would never keep them around your house or use them in your yard. But what about your neighbors? Because you never know what others are doing, I recommend you do not allow your dogs off-leash to run through neighbors' yards as you walk through the neighborhood. Not only is keeping them on-leash the right thing to do, it also could save their life. Another potential poison for our animal friends is antifreeze. It also tastes like candy to them, and they are highly attracted to it, and unfortunately, it kills quickly. So if you do your own radiator servicing, please be careful handling the antifreeze. After draining, dispose of the contents immediately and responsibly. If you spill any, clean it up right away. Better yet, don't mess with the bad stuff. Spend a little more and use the safe, non-toxic antifreeze. Another summer FYI, mostly for your cat friends, especially those that like to chew on plants. You probably know that some houseplants are toxic, but did you know that some flowers are too? Unfortunate but true, one of my personal favorites comes to mind, lilies. I have them in the yard, but not in my house. If you want more information or a list of toxic plants and flowers, the ASPCA website at www.aspca.org is where to get it. Also, in case of emergency, write this number down, the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center, 888-426-4435. That's 888-426-4435. Write it down and post it someplace prominent. Finally, what we love the most about summer, the sun, is probably the biggest potential hazard for our animals, especially our dogs. Heat prostration or heat stroke takes the lives of many dogs every summer because their humans aren't thinking. Because dogs have a higher body temperature to begin with and cannot sweat off heat like humans, they can seriously overheat much faster than you might think. On a 70-degree day, a car left in the sun, even with windows partially open, can reach a deadly temperature for a dog in only 10 minutes. So my general rule of thumb during the summer, unless you are sure you can park undercover or in the shade, leave the dog at home. Remember, the sun moves, so just because you park in the shade does not mean the car will remain shaded. You will need to check on the car and dog frequently. I suggest every 10 minutes. Now, there may be times that you have no choice but to take your dog with you in the car during hot weather. If that's the case, be wise and be prepared. Take water and a bowl with you, a leash and collar so you can take the dog with you if necessary when you leave the car. And just in case you can't take the dog with you, say you're going into a restaurant, have a crate along. There are collapsible models for easy storage in the car. You can crate the dog in the shade outside of the car. Dogs and other animals can also overheat in a house if they're confined in front of a window and the sun comes through. So pay attention on this one if you're confining a puppy or caring for an elderly, sick, or convalescing animal. Sadly, I had a client years ago that left a paralyzed dog resting comfortably in front of a closed sliding glass door. When the sun came out, the dog could not move away from the window, and when the owner came home, the dog was dead. Please don't let this happen to one of your animal friends, and remember the same is true for birds, small caged animals, and fish. Also, avoid overexerting your animal in hot weather. Exercise is fine when taken in moderation, but obesity, old age, underlying disease, and previous bouts of heat stroke can predispose an animal to the condition. And remember, some dogs don't know when to quit, so you may need to be the wise one and stop the game for rest and cooling off periods. I hope you never need this information, but if you ever find a dog in an overheating situation, here are the important things to do and remember. Be careful and remember to breathe and stay as calm as possible when you handle the animal, especially if they do not know you, as they may be in shock and could bite. Cool them down as soon as possible. Get them into a cooler, well-ventilated area if available. You can put them into a stream or a lake or a bathtub of cool water. Hose them down or soak towels in cold water to lay over them. The biggest danger is the brain overheating, so if resources are limited, put a cold, wet towel on their head first. Call your vet or emergency clinic to let them know you're on the way and get your animal friend there for treatment as soon as possible. Pet owners can be held criminally liable for committing cruelty to animals if a pet dies or is found suffering from heat prostration. If you see an animal that may be in need of assistance, or if you have questions about this kind of situation, you can call the Seattle Animal Shelter at 206-386-PETS. That's 206-386-PETS. Okay, that's it, I hope, what you need to know to keep your animal friends safe this summer. Stay with me now, because Animal World will be right back.
Call the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Desilly is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Hey, we are inspiring and educating the human animal today, and my dear friend, Krista Gibson's in the studio. She is the publisher of the New Spirit Journal and the author of The 22 Steps to Success. I believe her to be one of the most gifted and respected spiritual teachers of our time, or spiritual leaders of our time, if you will. And she is here, and she's teaching us. Now, we started, she explained the background on the 22 steps before we closed out the last hour. And if you weren't here with us earlier in the show, if you missed that, hear Krista's background, be sure you listen to the archives and pick up all that information. We kind of went over the first two. I'm going to read them to you, just so we get everything in this 1 hour of the show. And so for review, the first of the 22 steps is whether a person is beginning their day, a new venture, or relationship, it is a time of excitement, freshness, unknown factors, risk-taking, and the expenditure of a lot of energy. When we start something, we end something else, so every beginning is an ending. When you start something, realize you are jumping off a cliff, you are taking a risk, and you will be just fine. No matter what happens, relax and enjoy the process. Number two, when trying to manifest a success of some kind, remember that you are a channel for energy rather than the originator of the energy. Your job is to direct the flow of the energy in the direction of your choosing. To do this, use your mind. Choose your thoughts carefully. Focus on what you want and not on what you do not want, because what you focus on will be what you manifest. Man, that's like really, really important. Use your will to keep going when the days get long and tough. Use your emotions to create an atmosphere of success. Remember a time when you were successful in the past, and then use that energy to act as if you are already succeeding. Now, Krista, that sounds a little similar to what you were talking about when you were, publishing that paper
right.
for the first time, and you
right.
were saying, well, if I knew what I was doing,
what would I do?
What would I do? Yeah,
uh-huh.
yeah. All right.
And that's a great thing for anything, you know, if you're in a relationship and you're having problems. Well, how would I act if I didn't have a problem in this relationship? How would I act if I liked my boss? How would I act if I was, you know, really a successful whatever?
Yeah.
So anyway,
act cool.
as if it works.
All right. Well, you may continue.
All right, we're going to talk about the subconscious mind.
Ooh.
And we're not going to go into any depth, but I think everybody believes that we've got a conscious mind and a subconscious mind.
Yeah.
And
you
can use the power of your subconscious to help you when you're trying to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Using things like affirmations, visualizations, self-hypnosis, all of those are techniques that you can use to help you make changes in your life. And your conscious things, watch what you say, watch how you act, watch your thinking, watch your environment. You know, if you're trying to create something, don't be then in talking negative about it all the time. Don't be allowing yourself to be in an environment that's the exact opposite of what you're trying to do. You know, if somebody's trying to quit drinking, let's say, don't go hang out at a tavern. You know?
Yeah,
kind of tough. Wait till you've succeeded, maybe, and if your buddies are there, whatever, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you're in the midst of it, probably not a good idea.
Well, and I remember one of the first metaphysical principles I was taught was thought directs energy.
Right.
Energy follows thought.
Yep.
Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So if
right.
you go into something
mm-hmm.
believing you're going to fail, that's
yes,
what you're
right.
going to create.
Exactly.
Yeah, so if you stay in your faith or fear,
yeah.
you know.
And your subconscious is listening all the time, you know. And you can read tons on the subconscious and learn more about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what you do consciously affects your subconscious, and your subconscious really drives the boat most of the time. You know, it's the old thing of the iceberg.
Yeah.
You know, our conscious mind is a little bit, and the rest of it's below.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, impacting that. And you can impact it with visualizations, meditation, affirmations, and then watching what you do and say all the time.
Yeah, so take advantage of all
yourself.
Of this.
Mm-hmm.
That you
Absolutely.
Have advantage. But, yeah, so yep. real, a positive attitude. I
right.
mean, you know, way back when, the power of positive thinking was not right. written for no good reason.
Right.
It really does
it
make
works.
A huge difference.
It works. And people can laugh at you. You know, I always say, you know, people say, oh, well, you're a Pollyanna. Fine. hey, if it works, call me Pollyanna. I don't care. But it does work, you know, and all you have to do is to watch the people around you. And the people who are negative all the time, guess what? They're not doing so good, are they?
Mm-mm.
People who are upbeat tend to do better.
That makes sense. So that was number three, subconscious.
Yep.
Okay.
Then we want to talk about your natural creative abundance. You know, we are naturally creative beings. We're naturally abundant. I know that's hard to see sometimes when your life doesn't feel that way. But aligning with your natural creative abundance, and you can do that by doing something fun every day and something creative. I tell people, you know, set aside time to write a poem, draw a picture, sew something, color in a coloring book, sing, write, bake bread. You know, do something that stirs up your creativity, because if you'll do that, that will set you into that creative mode. And then when you want to apply that to whatever it is you're trying to do in your life, you'll be in that stream of creativity, and the ideas will flow better. Everything will flow better for you, but you kind of jumpstart it by being creative every day. And some people say, well, I'm not creative. We're all creative.
Well, let's just using you and Rhonda as an example. I'm now being overwhelmed by, I think of all the creative things that you do.
Right.
Because you have, over the years, you both make jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
You make soap.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Rhonda makes candles.
Right.
And then I can't remember over the last 20 years, all the little things, the little creative things the two of you have gotten into.
It's amazing.
Well, like the rubber stamping and the making cards and all, and you did a whole retail store related to that.
Mm-hmm.
But you always have these little creative projects going on the side.
And I love it, you know, and I believe that it really helps keep your juices going. And when the universe sees that you're allowing your creativity to flow in one way, then it unlocks it to flow in other ways. So, you know, sitting down and doing something crafty, and you don't have to be crafty for this to work. I mean, it can be any, like I say, it can be breaking bread, make a meal, you know, something that's creative, and get into it and enjoy the feel of it, and you unlock your creativity, because we're all creative. And once you unlock it, then you can channel it where you want it to go.
So you're saying everybody has a creative side to them.
Absolutely.
They just may not be aware of it.
And they may think creative. They think, oh, I have to go draw. I have to paint. Well, I don't draw and I don't paint. You know, I mean, I'm terrible at all of that. But there's something you can do that's creative for you.
Because you make beautiful cards.
Yeah.
And even though you don't draw and paint, but so you learned how to do all that cool
stuff. Right, exactly.
All right. Besides, who's going to keep me in bling if you don't keep making jewelry?
I know. That'd be a real scary place.
Okay, so creative juices. That was number four. What's number five?
Then we're looking at having your life in order. And
Yeah.
A well-ordered life. And, you know, and I'm not the most orderly person either.
Uh-huh.
But there's order and then there's order. I mean, there's order and there's chaos.
There's order and then there's Geminis.
Yeah, that's true.
That would be me.
But, you know, to have order, what I tell people, you know, if your life is in total clutter and total disarray, it's really hard to focus your energy. Because if you've got clutter and disarray all around you, then you have to pull yourself up even farther to get into that creative place where you can really focus your energies.
Mm-hmm.
So find a way to bring more structure into your life that will support what you're trying to do. So let's say you're doing some kind of office work. Well, if your desk is just totally a mess, straighten it up a little bit. You know?
Okay.
Because if you go to sit down, and my desk gets terrible. I mean, it does. I get piles going and, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Piles?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a big pile person.
Oh, okay.
But that's part of my creativity, part of my way that I work. That's part of my juice. But it can get out of hand to where then it's a distraction. And so sometimes you just have to stop and say, okay, wait a minute. I've made my mess. Good. Now let's get this in order. Let's straighten it up, put things where they go, and start again. Because you can get to where it's totally out of control, and then it does affect how you think. So putting some kind of order and structure to your life is important.
All right. Let's take a little time out now.
Okay.
And we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors, because without them, there's no us. So do pay attention and support our advertisers. And we will continue with the 22 Steps to Success with Krista Gibson. We will be doing number six right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, if you go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on the Jones & Company logo on the front homepage, and that will click you through to their website, and you can find out all the tons of stuff that are on sale. And then you may want to time your trip depending on the day of the week, because Munchy Mondays, with every bag of food you purchase, you get 50% off any bags of treats in the store. On Toy Tuesdays, all dog or cat toys, or buy one, get another one 50% off. And Saltwater Saturdays, they have about a dozen saltwater fish or corals or invertebrates on sale for 25% off. So check them out. Jones & Company Pets. You can call them at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage.
Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including three distinct certification courses in animal massage. Short workshops in animal massage and other related topics are also available.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703. Go online to NWSAM.com for registration details.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Did you know that Invisible Fence Northwest, well known for keeping dogs safe, now leads the nation in cat safety solutions? More than 2,200 local felines are finding safe freedom with Invisible Fence Northwest. Keep your cat from darting out the front door or safe within your yard, off furniture and counters, or out of bedrooms and kitchens. Their safe, gentle, and humane methods allow cats to discover boundaries on their own terms. Go to InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENC and save $200. Just tell them Martha sent you.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Spiritual leader and publisher of the New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, is here, and we're in the middle of her 22 Steps to Success. Let's continue, Krista, we're on number 6.
We are. We're talking about getting in touch with and following your inner guidance. And a lot of people, you know, will turn outside for guidance and ideas, and I'm saying, you know, that's good, but follow your own inner guidance. Get in touch with that.
From your story, that's where all of it came from.
Right.
It all came from
absolutely.
Within.
Absolutely.
In fact, the outer things said, oh, you can't do it.
Right. Everybody
it was
said
your
you
inner guidance
can't do this.
Said you could, and look what you can.
Exactly. So, you know, get in touch with your inner guidance, whether, you know, spend quiet time, and that can be meditation, it can be walking, it can be journaling, but some way to shut out the world. Get in touch with your inner self so you can really hear your own soul speaking to you. That's really what that's all about.
Now, I don't know if you agree with this, but one of the principles I was taught is that your mind can convince you of anything depending on the information you look at, but your heart Your gut won't lie to you.
Right.
So is that what you're talking about? Getting in touch
with
kind of that
heart?
Inner self,
right.
Your heart.
Yep, your soul self, your higher self, your, you know, extended self, greater self. You know, there's all different words for it, but that part of you that knows, that part of you that's wise.
Yeah.
Get in touch with that part.
And we all have that wise part.
Absolutely. It's who we are.
Yeah.
It's who we are, but we get all this other stuff in the way.
All right. So number seven.
Whatever you do, do it with love.
Yeah, all you need is love,
that's right? You know, in order to love what you do, you have to love yourself and the people around you. And I tell people, if you don't love what you do, change. It's
change
just,
it.
Yeah, life's too short to be doing things you don't want to do. And how many times have you heard recently these people being laid off and fired, and they're saying, well, I didn't like my job anyway. I always wanted to go do this. Well, you know what? Don't wait to be fired. Don't wait to be laid off. If you do not love what you're doing, go do something else. And I'm not saying just quit your job like I did. That makes a great story, but I would prefer not to have done it that way. But if you're not loving what you're doing, then you can't succeed at it.
Okay, but what about the people that say, yeah, but I have a family to support. I have to, you know, I can't.
You can do exactly what Rhonda and I did when we started New Spirit Journal. We kept our day jobs. You know, and every night I'd get off work, come home and work my second job, which was doing the paper every weekend. You know, if you really, I'm not saying, that's why I said don't just quit your job. You know, you do have to pay the rent, you have to feed the family, you have to do all those things. But instead of watching so much TV at night, why, you know, study it, get a new skill. Learn new nights.
I have to give up Big Brother.
We'll tape it, watch it later.
Okay. Well, and then we've already talked about it, but it's part of when I was saying, what about the people say, yeah, but I can't.
Right.
In the earlier steps, you have to change that, right?
You do.
You have to be in the I can.
Join the I can club, you know?
Yeah.
There's lots of room for it.
The I can club.
Yeah, a lot of people are in the I can't club, so come on over to the I can club. It's not as crowded. We welcome you with open arms. You can find a way to do anything you want to do. Bottom line. If you don't like what you're doing,
that's from Krista, who knows.
From experience.
If Krista says it's true.
It's true.
It's kind of like, you know, if you read it on the internet, it's true, right?
But you have to be invested, and you have to be willing to do it. If you're not willing to do it, then fine, stay somewhere where you're not happy, and more power to you. That's okay. But don't say you can't do it. You're saying I won't do it, and there's a difference.
That's a difference. Okay. All right. Number seven.
Is to pay attention to what you say.
Oh, excuse me. That was number seven. We're going to number eight. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
you're right. I don't have numbers here, so I'm letting you do the number
thing. Okay, yeah, so now we're on number eight.
Yeah, pay attention to what you say. Sloppy thoughts lead to sloppy words, and that leads to a sloppy life.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of people feel that just because they're, you know, they get together with their friends and they complain and they, you know, they don't like this, they don't like that. And then
I call
they
that
wonder,
dumping.
Yeah. And then they wonder why their life's a mess.
We have dumping session.
Yeah. And so other people say to me, well, are you saying, you know, if something's not right, I shouldn't say anything? No. What I'm saying is, if you need to vent about something in your life, that can be healthy. You don't want to just stuff all your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Find a safe place, safe person to do it and be done with it.
Right.
And move on. That's very different from if you've been with somebody where every time you talk to them, they've got the same problem.
Right. Or you hear the same negative stuff
over and over again.
They're
not dealing with their stuff. They're just wanting to share the blah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And fine, but don't do it around me. And if you keep doing that, you're just going to keep creating more of the same thing.
Yeah.
So watch what you say. Watch
and that's what
words.
one of the first steps when I'm working with someone to change their animal's behavior,
absolutely.
I say the first thing you do is you must change what you think and believe to be true and what you expect from your animal.
Right.
So even though it's not true, you know, my animal respects me, listens to me, always comes when he's called, only pees and poops outside, all the things they want. I get all that positive stuff, and that's the same. That's
it's
what you're talking
thing.
About, right?
Yes, and it works whether it's with animals or yourself. For your children.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. Number nine.
Have courage. You know, it takes a lot of courage to follow your vision and to do what it is that you feel you want to do. And that involves being persistent and really honing in on where it is you want to go and what it is that you want to do. And having the courage to stick with something. You know, a lot of people don't attain their dreams because they give up too soon. Mm. I don't know if you heard the story about the person who was swimming the English Channel and, you know, it was foggy and they were exhausted and they were tired and they'd been doing this so long and they finally just gave up and the boat came and got them and the fog lifted and they were like
100 feet from shore or something. Oh, man.
And how often, you
does
know,
that happen? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like you don't know how close you are to attaining what you want. And if you give up now, you could just have been on the verge of it. You have a lot of successful people, and they'll tell you that. I thought about giving up. I almost gave up. But no, I had too much of myself invested. I kept going, and they got over that. So have the courage to persist and to stick with whatever it is that you're trying to do.
I just got a flash vision of there's a TV show where it's called The Sharks.
Yes.
Where people, inventors, come on, and
right.
you got
yes.
the sharks. They
yes.
either buy the new product or will support it or not.
Right.
But you see those people coming in that, and they've put everything they have, plus the kitchen sink and all the neighbor's stuff, into their product. And it's something really dumb. It isn't going to work. And so how do you know the difference, whether you should keep going with something
Well, that's when you get back to following your inner guidance. See, these things all work together.
Okay, okay.
Because sometimes people persist and go after something, but they haven't bothered to check in to see if this is what they really ought to be doing, and they're just going with ego. Because, wouldn't it be great if I could design this or do that?
So that's the mind
that's
talking up here rather than the heart.
Right.
Okay.
Or it could be, you know, some of the things that I failed at the most were my best teachers. So we also can't judge just because we think that product looks stupid and dumb and they're investing everything in it. Okay, so it fails, in quotes. We don't know
that experience wasn't
what the higher self was leading them towards. And they're going to go, oh, my God, if I hadn't have done that, I wouldn't have done this. You know, it's like me with the failed stamp store. If I hadn't have done that, I wouldn't have done 8 years of elder care.
Yeah.
And I impacted a lot of people.
And you continue
and
to impact.
I got impacted by so many people I can't even begin to say.
Right.
So really, in a metaphysical sense,
there are no failures.
No. In fact, I'm writing about that this month. But that's another story.
So pick up the New Spirit Journal for your next editorial.
September, all about mistakes.
September.
Oh, making mistakes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know it's the first thing I read. All right, number 10.
This kind of goes with what we were just talking about. Whatever situation you find yourself in, you've been led there by your inner self. And we have this part of ourselves that really knows everything that's going on. And so sometimes when we're led into something that appears to be a failure or not okay, we've either been led there deliberately by that part of ourselves, or we're being allowed to go there by that part of ourselves, ultimately for a good end. And so there comes into that trust that there is this wiser part of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the more you can get in touch with that part of yourself, the more you can get rid of some of the bumpy parts of the ride. The less in touch you are, the bumpier it is. But know that you have that part, and that part is guiding you, and learn to trust it.
Yeah, that can be the hard part.
That's the hard part. It is the hard part.
But I that's been a big lesson for me for quite a while here, is learning to trust the process.
Yeah. And yet when we do, it always works.
I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
If I would not be where I was if I hadn't been learned to trust the process. Well,
exactly.
You know.
Right.
You're a lot of my process. And, Well, I couldn't buy anything. I couldn't move. I didn't buy it unless Krista approved. And who was with me the day I found my little piece of heaven on earth?
The minute I saw that, I knew that was your house.
I was in tears before I got out of the car. Yep. We all knew.
Yeah, it was just boom, that's your house.
That's it.
You have to walk through the steps, but it's your house.
Yeah. Okay, number 11.
Cycles. You know, this is something that if we can really understand cycles, that life moves in cycles, some big ones, some small ones, it gives you such a handle. Talk about trusting the process. Well, if you understand that whatever you're doing has a cycle to it. There's a time when things work better. There's a time when things are harder. And if you can recognize that and then know what part of the cycle you're in, you can flow with it better, and then you become part of the process. It's a simple thing. Like I like to use gardening as an example. You know, you plant a seed.
Yeah.
And you cover it up with the earth. You don't expect to go out there and have an apple tomorrow. do you?
Well, that's true. It has to root and grow.
It has to root and,
that, and
germinate, in that
grow.
Case become a tree and
yeah.
all of
it
those
things.
It'll
be a long time before I get an apple off
so
that
let's
tree.
Go with a carrot. That's better.
Okay, carrot.
So
okay.
we're going to go for a carrot. It's a little faster for a Gemini especially. We'll do a carrot.
Or tomato or something. Yeah.
yeah. But the truth is, you know, so there's a cycle to planting a seed and getting your harvest. There is a stage that it goes
stages
through.
That you need to go through.
You have to do things along the way, like water it, you know, get rid of the aphids, you know, whatever
uh-huh,
it is
yes.
that you need to do. So if you go into anything, whether it's, you know, your career, again, a relationship, making changes at your house, whatever it is, and just know there's going to be a cycle to this. And I'm at the beginning cycle. These are the things I need to do. You can go into it with a more relaxed attitude and more of an ability to trust the process because you're trusting the cycle.
Cool. All right. Number 12.
And we've talked about this before, but it bears repeating again. It's what you give your attention to is what you get more of. So how much time do you spend fretting and worrying? Or how much time do you spend thinking about how successful you are? What you send out is what you get back. So if you're sending out, you know, judgments and criticisms and negativity, guess what you're getting back? The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in
because what you put out, you get back tenfold. I think you get more back than what you put out.
I think you do, too.
So
I
that's
too.
When you give out only love and good, mm-hmm. so you get back 10 times
exactly.
that much.
Even, exactly.
Well, judgment, blame, and criticism, you get back that much.
Yep. And this is all about karma, too.
Mm.
And this particular tarot card that this is based on is yeah. the Justice card. And there's a woman sitting on a throne, and she has the scale of justice in her hands.
Yeah.
And so this teaching is all about the balance that there is
balance.
In life
okay.
of karma. Of what goes out comes back, and if it doesn't come to you this time, it'll catch you the next time.
Yeah.
So it's paying attention to what you're putting out, and a lot of us don't do that. We get really unconscious, and we just kind of go through our day, you know, throwing energy here, thoughts there, words there. All the things we're kind of talking about really are coming home to roost in this particular teaching, which is watch what you're sending out. What do you want to get back?
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I know if someone were to steal something from me,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, I can't collect from a client
right.
or, you know, something happens. I don't waste any time
mm-hmm.
on that
because right.
I know
right.
karma's going to bite them in the you-know-where.
Absolutely.
Because if they stiffed me for $100, I know they're going to pay $1,000 someplace else.
That's right.
Now, they may not know.
Right, and they don't have to.
Right, but and I've let go of that, yeah. But, you
right.
know, you just know. The
mm-hmm.
spirit takes care of it.
Exactly.
Okay, let's see.
Yep.
Now, that was number... What was that? It was number 12. Okay, number 13.
We're on the step that's called release.
Ooh.
Set your, you know, we've talked about all of this, you know, set your goals, have your vision, make your plans, go to work, do your best, and then I tell you, let it all go.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Uh-huh. It's very interesting because again, that's the way that it works. And let's go back to the carrot seed that we planted. You know, you plant the seed, you put the soil over it, and
uh-huh.
you water it and do the things you're going to do, and then you go out there tomorrow and dig it up,
uh-huh.
right, to
uh-huh.
see how it's doing.
Oh, no.
What do you do to your little, yeah, precisely.
No, that would kill it.
So you plant your little seed, do all those things, water it, and then you let it go, don't you? And you let the earth.
And you trust the process
and the
that
water
the carrot's
going to
grow.
And the sun to take care of it. Now, most of us just, we have so much trouble with this step because we can't let it go. We feel we have to fiddle and constantly be doing things. Yes, you have all these steps that you do. You know, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, it's very important that you do your part.
Mm-hmm.
But then let it go. Don't hold on.
Does that have to do with, I've heard people say sometimes, you not to be attached to the outcome?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Well, and it's more than that. It's don't even be attached to what happens between now and the outcome.
Now then, okay. Just
set
do, your part,
motion,
and
do
trust.
Your part. Exactly. And know that you're part of a cycle. You're all these other
right.
things we've been
okay.
talking about, that if you do all of your parts that are yours to do, if you let it go, then the universe, other people, other energies then can come in and do their part. But as long as you're holding it tight in your hand, nothing can get in there to do anything with it.
That's
and
true.
Letting go is really hard, as you know, when it's something that's important to you.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
really hard to say, okay, I've done my best, let it go. But when you can get to that stage, that's when the miracles can happen.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Now here comes a yikes. Yep. Number 14. Yikes.
Yikes. Be open to change.
Yikes.
Change is as natural to our lives, you know. I mean, you can't stop change. It's all about change. And the biggest change of all, this is the death card in the tarot.
The death card is all about change, huh?
Well, the death card is. A lot of people think the death card in the tarot is about physical death.
Yeah, it's not. No,
it's about major transformation and change. And we face change in our lives all the time, all day long. And if you can befriend change, you are so far ahead, because you know everything that I have in my life right now is going to change. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know those things, but nothing ever stays the same. All you have to do is look at your own life to know that. The good news is, if your life isn't going that well right now, it'll change.
Yay!
If it's going well, it'll change.
Oh.
But doesn't mean it can get better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't mean it has to get worse, Martha. Change doesn't mean bad.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a bad experience with change being
bad?
Well,
I don't know. Something going, but because I'm a Gemini, I'm supposed to be into change.
Right.
Spontaneous change.
Yeah.
Bam. I'm not. I'm not. I don't like change. I don't know what happened. But
probably some of the other things, your stars and planets.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's probably that strong left brain controlling. I've had to work really hard to learn to let go and to trust the process. And you know, you saw me in my process of finding my little piece of heaven on earth. I found that first one.
I know.
It's like, oh, that's it. Krista, I tell you, haul Krista out there. And Krista says, oh, I can't see you in this place. Rhonda, on the other hand, would support me. I could just walk off the planet. Rhonda would be there to shove me. She'd say, oh, I can see you there, but not Krista.
I said something like, I think I could see you here, but gosh, it's going to be, I don't know that it's really where you ought to be.
Yeah, well, you know, the first one you said you couldn't see me. Then the second place.
Right.
That, you know, that was a little different, and I thought I was going to be there, but I didn't end up. I ended up at the third place.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the first place. Oh, totally. Yeah, the first place was Florence Acres.
Yeah, that was Florence Acres. The second place was Spiritwood.
Like,
Spiritwood
was like, yeah, I could, but are you willing to pay
them? That's a whole other conversation. If the energies hadn't changed, that would have worked, but it didn't. But then we found my little piece of heaven.
Yeah.
Okay, so change. All right, 15.
Okay, tests, challenges, all are part of that's a natural part of life. You know, people, especially if they're on the spiritual path, they feel like, you know, everything should just go smoothly and smooth sailing, and I'm being all spiritual and holy now, so I should always be happy, and there shouldn't be any problems, and isn't true. You know, our life is full of tests and challenges. But here's the deal. If you're open to them and you're paying attention, and you're kind of doing the things you need to be doing, they're little bumps in the road. They're not like this huge fall off the side of a cliff.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't have to have that huge, you know, wake-up call. But to know that there's going to be tests and challenges and even welcome them changes everything. And it just really makes your life a lot better.
Oh,
if you know that, because they are there, right? I mean... It's just the way life is. So if you welcome it and embrace it, that's going to make it a lot
that
easier.
Big, I'm just remembering years ago, I was still at the farm, and I don't know what's going on in my life, but I was having real trouble paying attention and getting out of whatever it was I was thinking about. And I'm driving at 522, and I just said something like, oh, God, Spirit, I need to stop this. Help me stop this. And it was like 2 seconds later, bam! This big, huge rock hits the center of my windshield. Well, that sure shook me out.
Yeah.
That got me out of it real quick. I learned, is careful what you ask for in here somewhere?
Kind of, yeah, that's kind of woven in through here, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So tests and challenges are normal and natural, and it's a strengthening.
Yeah, and everything that happens in your life is a gift, and it's how you handle it that matters. Whether it's going to create a big problem for you or if it's going to be a good thing.
Okay, I think I like this one, number 16.
Keep your sense of humor.
Yay!
Oh, my gosh, you know, and especially today, you know, there's so many things to not have a good, you know, to not laugh about or whatever. But if you can keep humor as a part of your life, it makes such a huge difference, whether it's your own life or what's going on in the world. And that's a lot of why you see these political cartoons and everything and jokes being made, you know, even about, you know, when we had the thing going on in the Gulf, or still do. Mm-hmm. Humor is one of the ways that we humans can take a really unpleasant situation and enable ourselves to deal with it. Mm. By allowing ourselves to see the humor, allowing ourselves to see the other side of something. So keep your sense of humor. You know, laugh, have fun, you know, do something that will keep you upbeat and allow you to laugh. I mean, you know, there's the Buddhist thing of just go look in a mirror and start off with one ha, and then go two ha, so you're going ha, ha ha, ha ha ha. And the longer you do it, you start laughing.
And it makes you.
And next thing you know, you're laughing.
That's that act as if again.
Exactly.
Ha ha ha.
You can't do it. I know.
You can't not laugh.
Exactly. So something that simple
even
can pull
funnier
you
if you do it in front of a mirror.
Well, then you laugh quicker. Yeah, because you're looking at yourself going, "Who is that? And what's that long face about?"
All right. We'll keep the sense of humor. Let's take a quick take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in the show, and then we will come back and finish the 22 Steps to Success with Krista Gibson. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
The Gary Mance Show. It's the home of mastery and mystery.
Astrologer Amy Herring joins us at 7 p.m. to talk about her new book, Astrology of the Moon.
Hi there, what's your moon sign?
And at 8 o'clock, Deborah Wilson returns, bringing the wisdom of the angels and words of encouragement. Plus, she'll take your calls.
She has friends in high places.
Astrology and Angels on The Gary Mance Show, Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made Breeze Guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits into your car's windows. Breeze Guards keeps your dog in the car with the windows open, keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle, and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to muttmanagers.com for complete product details and information on ordering Breeze Guards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out muttmanagers.com.
Karma specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's channeled the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Learn about this membership and how to get exclusive contact with her at her website, robinalexis.com. Robin invites you to register for her weekly newsletter and share your comments and experiences in her blog and forum with her and other community members at robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medical intuitive and a metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She is a medium, and she can talk to your spirit guides and angels, and she's adept at doing all this over the phone and through the website at robinalexis.com. You can call her for a private session at 360-457-2993, and you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I'm sad to say that we are almost out of time. This week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, publisher of the New Spirit Journal, and very gifted, respected spiritual leader, Krista Gibson's here, and we're doing her 22 Steps to Success. And let's pick up where we left. We left with a sense of humor, and it looks like now we're going into a state of grace,
absolutely.
Number 17.
Be willing to live in a state of grace. You know, it's coming back to that whole thing that we have an inner gyroscope. We have an inner part of ourselves that really can handle everything and take care of things. And this step is about you know, spending enough time in meditation or prayer, whatever works for you, to really live from that place. I've talked about getting in touch with it and all of that. This step is about living from that place, from moment to moment.
Just
and
walk
it takes
your
practice.
Talk.
That's right. And it takes practice, but you know what?
It does.
You can do it.
Yep. Okay, number 7. 18, we're moving on to.
Rest and play when you can. You
oh,
know?
I like this one.
Yeah, because we all get so serious, you know, about accomplishing this and doing that and doing something else. And it really is important to take time to rest and play. And I tell people, if you can, from time to time, take an entire day of doing nothing. And I've been guilty lately. I haven't done this in a long time, but I'm coming up real
close.
Oh, look
at Scotty is going, yay!
I mean, do nothing, you know? Just get up and do nothing. No laundry, no housekeeping. You know, try not to have to cook unless you enjoy cooking.
Right.
But don't journal. Nothing. Sit and stare at a wall. You know,
that's hard for most people.
You could
to
read
do.
A book if you want to, maybe. So I'm not saying don't watch TV or do something like that, but do something fun. Don't work. Don't clean house. Don't do business. Nothing.
I remember years ago when my teacher, you know, suggested we do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I couldn't stand it. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. But what I realized is I couldn't stand to be with myself.
Right. Exactly.
Ooh.
That's scary, huh?
Rude awakening.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because, yeah.
So bring in rest and play into your life.
All right, number 19.
Balance your feminine and masculine selves. Now, you know, we all have male and female energies within us, no matter if we're men or women.
Right.
We have the active, we have the passive. And this step is all about balancing those energies so that when it's time to be receptive, you know how to do that, the more intuitive, emotional, mysterious part of yourself. And then when it's time to get out there and go for it and be more assertive and get things done, enact that part of yourself. Get in touch with those energies within yourself and then know how to use them.
Yeah, because most people are not. I mean, I was taught that the basic balance for women is 51% female, 49% male. And it's the opposite of men. Men should be 51% male, right. 49% female. But most of us are way skewed one way or the other. Mm-hmm. You know, it's rare that men are comfortable with their female side.
And many women aren't.
And many women
are
more powerful than the most men.
Right.
You know, and so, yeah, there is a
balance. But it's balance it. And it is.
Need for balance.
It's balancing it so that you're basically, you can be somewhat androgynous, but know when to enact which set of energy serves what you're trying to do.
Cool. All right. Number 20.
After all of this, then I'm going to say, live your life exactly as it is right now.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yep. After I'm talking about change and grow and do, just love your life exactly as it is right now.
Because, what if my life is crappy?
That's what it is. Love
I
what
it is. I still
have
to love
it. Yeah,
huh?
You still got to love it. At least like it. Accept it. It is what is. You know, there's nothing crazier than pushing away what is because it's what is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Love your life how it is right now, and that will give you strength. It'll give you energy. It'll give you the basis from which to then do the things you want to do. But if you're constantly pushing against what is, you're wasting all your energy. And how crazy is that?
Yeah.
Stop and think about it. It is what it is. It's that old saying, you know. So, and I like to say, you know, be like the sun. You know, the sun shines on everybody. The sun is expansive and just gives. And do that with your own life. Be the sun in your own life. It's like whatever's going on, shine on it. Accept it. And you know that the secret is that once you do that, it changes.
Uh-huh.
But we don't tell people that. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It does. And maybe the first step is that if your life is just so crappy, you just can't love anything. Just find little things to be grateful for.
Exactly.
You're alive. You have a bed to sleep in, or you know, you have a quarter for the bus or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Find
Go play with
things.
Your kitty. Play with your dog.
Alrighty, number 21.
Allow yourself to be childlike. Approach your day with openness and innocence and freedom. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, how can you do that? You know, I run a bank or what I do is really serious. I'm a therapist. I'm a counselor. But there's that childlike energy and wonder.
We all have
about
inner
life.
Children within us. So let's let that out.
Yeah, exactly. And to let that part of you come out during the day. Let it come out and play. Let it, you know, sometimes that inner child can give you a really good perspective on what's going on in your life if you ask it, because there's that innocence.
You know, and I've told you folks, I truly believe Krista to be one of the most gifted and respected spiritual leaders of our time. But I'll tell you what, I don't know there's no one else on this planet that I've had more fun with in the last 20 years than Krista and Rhonda. you know how to play. Yeah. You know how to let your kids out.
Yep.
And we have a blast together when we do stuff.
Yeah.
We get totally goofy every year at the fair and all kinds of stuff.
I mean, it's like, why are we here if we're not going to have fun?
Yeah. All right.
Just have a good time.
Well, so we're down to the 22.
Which is dance with your limitations.
Oh.
And I love this one because it's like, we spend a lot of our time trying to get rid of the parts of ourselves that we don't like or the parts of our lives that we don't like. Mm-hmm. And what this step is all about is saying, okay, here is this part of me or part of my life that I really don't like. Instead of pushing it away, I'm going to kind of dance with it. I'm going to see what is it all about. What's it trying to teach me? You know, why is it here in my life? And to invite it in.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it comes down to not pushing something away from you so much.
Mm-hmm.
As inviting it in. And I just like to use the particular card this is based on is the World card, and she's called the World Dancer, and she's dancing. And that's why I say dance with your limitations, you know, because you are going to have limitations of some kind. We all do.
Uh-huh.
That's why we're here. So instead of, it's the old thing of argue with your limitations and you get to keep them. Well, I say dance with them.
Dance with them. Well, you know, and I can personally attest to this because I know since I've been, you know, in my new place and lots of changes going on for me, but I finally, for the first time in my life, I really think I really like myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what I've had to do is dance with my limitations. Mm-hmm. I've had to admit my shortcomings.
Right.
And I have lots of them, you know, and
do.
I'm not good at everything. But instead of beating myself up, is to accept them and so forth. And guess what? I'm getting better at that kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not as screwed up as I used to be.
Well, and people think if you accept a limitation, then you're not going to try to change it.
No, but it makes it easier to change it.
Exactly. Instead of pushing
it
away.
It sort of changes automatically.
Yeah, you befriend that part of yourself, and then it can change because
You're
not pushing against it. Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah,
all
we
right,
made it
we
through.
Did it.
Boy, we were zipping there.
All right, Gary, you're going to be real successful now? You've been paying attention and taking notes?
Starting today, I'm going to be successful.
All right.
Okay. All right. That's that positive attitude.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you have this in book form?
Yeah. You can go to my website, and you can. There's a link there to Amazon or to Lulu, and you can actually buy the book.
And it is called The 22 Steps to Success.
Success. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By Krista Gibson. And the other thing, as a gift to your listeners, if they go to my website, at the top, you'll see there's a picture of me, and then there's a river.
Yeah.
And if they click anywhere on the river, it will download a PDF of what we were just talking about, the 22 steps.
This is a secret file just for Animal World listeners.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, are you guys listening?
Yeah.
www.kristagibson.com.
And then click on the river.
Click on the river. It's a hidden link, apparently.
It's a hidden link.
And you're going to get the copy of what I have in my hands here?
Cool. Right.
How cool.
It's a little synopsis of each of these 22 steps. And that's a freebie for you, and you can take it and use it, and there's also a link there to buy the book if you want to.
All right. Now, we want to cover all the bases for you, because anyone's got internet access, you can find out all of the stuff that Krista has available at KristaGibson.com.
Right.
And click on the river to get the 22 Steps to Success for free,
right?
Just for you guys.
Yep.
And you can order her 22 Steps to Success. Your other book is The Entrepreneur's Toolbox, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see if I can't get her to teach us that on the air or something coming up. You've got your CDs,
right?
Embrace Your Day, Love Your Life. That's general encouragement and support. And then
Positive Self-Talk for Family Caregivers.
For caregivers. Anybody you know should have that.
Right.
That's doing any kind of caregiving.
Yep.
Then newspiritjournal.com to get the New Spirit Journal.
Right.
And the KristaGibson.com is where we sign up for the email newsletter. Where
you can sign up at either one,
For those great little clips. And then you've got all kinds of cool stuff on the New Spirit Journal
website.
We have
audio interviews. We have videos. We have articles. I post articles up there from time
to time. You've got incredible photographs. That you can have affirmations put on.
So you can actually buy posters that Rhonda took the pictures and gussied them up, and there's affirmations. And then my MP3 is there for balancing your chakras. That's there.
Wow. All right. And now, for anyone that needs to be in touch for some reason, if they don't have internet, is there a phone number they can call?
Absolutely. 425-356-356-7237.
That would be be the New Spirit Journal.
That's right.
Line. 425-356-7237 or www.kristagibson.com. Mm-hmm. Man, we are flash out of time.
All right.
But next week, Kim Sunday, Kim Miller, Medium and Animal Intuitive is here. She can talk to your animal or human loved ones on the other side. Your animal's here. Be here for that. Gary, thank you. Scotty, thank you. Krista, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
And as always, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. Am I good with time, Gary?
Yes.